a special board meeting for the school board. We, of course, learned that Superintendent of Schools Grant Norgaard has taken another position with the State Department of Education. Today was a meeting, special meeting, to name an interim, or accept the resignation, name an interim. And by gosh, guess who the interim is, Mr. Gross? You are going to be, I do believe what I hear, on a two-year interim. Give me the details. Is that right?
Yeah, that is right. So, you know, I guess first off, as far as the meeting goes, you know, it's a little bittersweet because Mr. Norgaard's meant so much to McCook Schools and to me personally. And so, you know, we wish him the best, but there's always a little bit of sadness when you're losing somebody of his caliber. And he gave McCook 17 years. And so that's awesome. But yeah, so then it had to be the business of carrying on McCook Public Schools, and with it being April 21st, and it's such a late juncture, you know, the board had approached me about serving in an interim capacity, you know, and whether you're interim or the superintendent, you're still doing the job, and so we're going to shoot for a two-year contract, which gives me some time to grow and help lead McCook into the next future is the way I kind of look at it. So I really, Rich, I couldn't thank the board enough for displaying some faith in me and making a contract offer that I like to believe I've given 28 years of my professional life to McCook Bison, and I bleed McCook, and I want to see it succeed and continue into the future.
So with this announcement, not only interim superintendent for 2 years, do you keep the tag? You're going to be a business manager as well.
Well, we got some things to work out. So the next steps off of this are all going to trickle in and fall down, and those will happen pretty soon because it is April. So whereas there's two administrators in my office, and I'm just still just the only one there. So now we'll have to get somebody hired in to either do the business or to do the academia stuff that Mr. Norgaard has done. And then if that's somebody internally, there's going to be some trickle down effect with that. So at this stage, though, you know, as I look at it, it makes the most sense for me to continue to do the business things, and especially with it being a 2-year interim position. So,
well, I know Mr. Norgaard, talking to him last week, he's still got the end of the school year, I do believe, and he is going to lead the way up until, I take it, through the school year. It's your graduation, everything, I take it, right?
Oh, yeah. He'll be around through graduation and through at least the June board meeting. We still got some things that him and I and the committees of the board are working on, and changing some policy and things we want to get implemented and really get handbooks and things ready for next year. So he'll be on through, he's under contract through the end of June, and it'll be one of those transition pieces where he'll be feeding me things that I need to know, and if it's decisions and things concerning next year, the administrative team and myself will be attacking those as a group. I mean, that's the beauty of this, Rich, is it, we operate as such a team. Somebody ultimately's got the title superintendent, but we operate as an administrative team. I was walking down the hall today, and I told Richard Smock, Coach Smock had stopped me in the hall and congratulated me, and he said, "Hey, Coach, congratulations." And I said, "You know, Richard, I said 5 years ago when I quit coaching football and I gave up the building principal, I said, if there's one thing that I've kind of missed, and it's being in charge of a team." And I said, so I guess, you know, ultimately Grant was in charge of the school district team, and now ultimately I have a team again. So that's kind of how I view it, is just part of a team.
Well, Coach, I don't know if there's anybody else in McCook High School history that can say they've had as many, held in your 28 years have held the titles that you've had. I don't think anybody can ever say that.
You know, I guess I like to believe in myself of being a lifelong learner, and I taught, and then I remember meeting with Dr. Don Marchand years ago saying I wanted to be an administrator, and then I became an assistant principal. First I was kind of the administrator of the alternative ed, and then an assistant principal, and then Grant promoted me to principal, and then the business official came open, and you know, I'm getting a little bit up there in in gray hairs like you and I, Rich. We're getting a little bit older, and the end of the career is coming. And this when this opportunity arose, I just felt like I had to jump on it because it kind of completes the cycle for me and for my family and for everything. That I just can't go back to McCook Public Schools, what it has meant to me throughout my entire, what started as just this huge earth to be the best coach I could be and the best teacher. And I've just tried to keep that carrying on into everything I work with throughout the schools.